This morning, we try to bring you the everlasting, eternal Word of God as we look around about and see so much different denominations and religion. I'd like for us to think about what is a true gospel or another gospel, as Paul said in his day when he is writing the letters to the churches, that they had accused them of preaching another gospel, an imitation gospel. So let me beg each one, listen to me. You better examine the Word of God and be sure that you're listening to the true gospel, because there's many false prophets out in the land now, and you can be deceived. I know where I was going to church when I was a boy. When I got 11 years old, some of the soul winners told me I was big enough to join the church. Me and several other boys agreed that if you'll join, I'll join. And I stayed in the Baptist church till I was 16 years old without ever praying a prayer or without anybody ever. They just asked me if I believed in the Lord, and we all nodded our head and joined religion. And I'm sure, as I've observed religion all these years, that our churches are full of tares of people that believe the imitation gospel and not the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true gospel points men to the laws of God to show them their awful condition before God. And then they come guilty before God, and then they point them to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. They point them to the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. It's really something that ought to concern everyone listening to me. Have you ever been experienced a new birth and know what it is to come guilty before God? It's easy to walk down the aisle, and I see them without even quit chewing their chewing gum, joining in religion. It's a tragedy, I think, in this day in which we live, after living through some of the great revivals that we had back before World War II, when men and women would break up their own liquor stores and their bootleg steals and straighten up their lives, and the Holy Spirit would come in and make a new creature out of them. Have you experienced the real gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, or another gospel that blinds men's eyes and mind with religion? The Spirit of God has to call you down in your conscience and spirit before you can get right with God and experience the new birth. And we don't see very much evidence of that. So how have you been getting along with the Spirit of God down in your conscience and your spirit? Have you ever surrendered your body to the Lord Jesus Christ and come guilty to Him? Your body become a temple of His Holy Spirit. That has to happen to you if you belong to the family of God. And when the Spirit of God comes in into your life, it makes a new creature out of you, because He comes in to guide and comfort you in this pilgrim journey down through this world. And we've all forgotten that we're strangers and pilgrims going down through this world to our long home. And soon your life and mine's going to come to a close. And I want to beg each one, listen to me, to make your peace, call, and election sure with God while you still have time this morning, and don't be deceived. Because now Satan is sowing tares, and he's standing at the door of the churches catching the gospel away as people goes out the door, according to the parable of the seed and sower, the sower. Over in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, Paul was writing to the Corinthians. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it's him that are hid to them that are lost. As I've witnessed the people, I find so many people that go in and out of the church admit they're still lost and without God and without hope. I've seen people would dedicate their lives almost every Sunday. I've hunted up some of them and they'd say, I'd ask them, have you ever been saved or you just joined in religion? They admitted they didn't know nothing about being born of the Spirit of God. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Listen, what happened to the people? Is a God, true gospel hid to you this morning as I bring you the eternal word of God? Or have you experienced a real, true gospel? It's going to be exposed yonder in the judgment. You better let the Holy Spirit expose it to you now while there's still hope. He said it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not. Satan's busy out here, the God of this world, blinding minds at the things he's got to blind men's eyes and their minds. With television, I think, one of his greatest instruments now in blinding the minds of people. By blinding their minds and their hearts, he said that the God of the world blinds their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Have you sure this morning that you've experienced the light of the true gospel shining down in your heart and in your life and brought you guilty before God? I think the true gospel, it's bad news to a man that's lost and without hope and never experienced the new birth. I used to hear old preachers start a revival, they'd say the gospel is bad news first. It tells you your awful condition, that you're lost and ruined before God. And a true preacher will hold up the laws of God to show people in the mirror of God their awful condition before God. From Adam until the present time, all souls born in the world, according to the word of God, are mine, saith the Lord. And he also said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die that awful second death. Unless you've heard the gospel and experienced the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, you're still under the condemnation of that awful second death. My, that ought to startle anybody and cause them to start praying and searching down through the Word of God when you see what that second death really is, forever and eternally banished away from God, forsaken by God throughout all eternity. Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, and your body and mind is going to have to die the natural death because of Adam's sins. But all you and me and all of Adam's descendants that sins against God and his laws are under the curse of God. The soul that sins, it shall die. And the only hope for that guilty soul is to come guilty before God, before God's laws and before the government of heaven, because he's already guilty. My, we hear so much confusion in getting right with God. It wasn't a matter of me accepting God, but when I come guilty before God, it was me trying to get God to accept me by coming guilty without God and without any hope before him. And that's what true experience that you'll have to experience. So Have you ever come guilty and lost before God because the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost? You go back in the tabernacle in the wilderness in the Old Testament. The only one that was invited up to the tabernacle for forgiveness and pardon was when they recognized out in their conscience that they was guilty and that they had sinned against God and was already condemned. Then they would take a little lamb without spot or a little goat, and they'd have to take it up to the tabernacle before the priest, place their hands over that little innocent lamb, confessing that they was guilty, worthy of death, and slay that little animal. And that priest would pour his blood up on the altar, take part of it and put it upon the altar, and pour the rest out on the ground. It always has been and always will be, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. If you need to examine the Word of God, the Bible says that God hates all the workers of iniquity. If you'd read Psalms 5, the 5th and 6th verses, God hates all the workers of iniquity. It's one thing to preach about the love of God, but you better also mention the wrath of God, and will destroy them unless they repent. So if you're without experiencing the true gospel in your life, you're in that awful condition. This morning, the Psalm 34:16, it says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. If you're going on in sin and rebellion against God, according to Psalm 34:16, the face of the Lord is against you this morning. His eyes is closed towards you and his ears is stopped. And he said that God is going to cut off remembrance of them from the face of the earth. In a few years, you go on in your rebellion against God. Your memory, even here on the earth, will be forgotten. It's really something to think about. James 1:15 says, sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all that hadn't found cleansing by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is in that awful condition this morning. Hebrews 9:8 said, almost all things are by the law purged by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Never has been, never will be. And in the Old Testament, in Leviticus 17:12, it said that God would give the blood up on the altar as atonement for the sins of the soul. And the blood of any animal is not to be eaten according to the Word of God. Did you just join in religion by shaking some preacher's hand and join religion? Or did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and come before the government of heaven guilty, condemned, and lost because the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost? And I love this scripture over in Romans 5:8. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. To think that the Lord Jesus Christ come to Calvary's cross some 1900 years before we was even born, and gave his blood upon altar for the sins of our soul. That's one thing that everybody that's going to heaven is going to have to experience. experience, realize what Christ did for them on the cross of Calvary. Ninth verse said, much more than being now justified by his blood. Notice, without the shedding of blood, you'll have to die throughout all eternity to pay for your sins or come to the cross of Calvary and surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and be cleansed by his blood. And he said, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It's the only place that you can hide from the wrath of God is under the blood of the Lamb. Hide your sins under that blood. That was when he died down on Calvary's cross, forsaken by God, shedding his blood instead of our blood. That ought to make each child of God happy this morning, to feel like shouting for what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And that's the only way you could ever be reconciled to the God of heaven, is through his Son. Much more than being reconciled at peace with God. My, that's wonderful when you experience that. We shall be saved by his life. Then we want to imitate his life when we find what he did for us on Calvary's cross. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot, if there wasn't no heaven or hell, I'd want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ for the joy and peace and comfort that you have in him here in this world. And if you really experience a new birth yonder at Calvary, you find in him a resting place, a place of comfort amid all the sorrows and afflictions of this life, by whom we have now received the atonement when we've surrendered the cross of Calvary, guilty, lost. Then his blood makes atonement and covers our sins, and we have become reconciled to God. And so that's my prayer for each one as I bring this to a close, that you might come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be reconciled to God through the blood of the Lamb shed on Calvary's cross.